where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
Time for your new business journey. We'd like to ask our panel, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that helped change the trajectory of your business? And what did it cost you to make that decision? James Thornton, welcome to the show. What was the one decision that changed the trajectory of your business?
For this current business, our business today, a few years ago, we were a 3D direct-to-consumer business operating a consumer marketplace. And we made the decision to leverage the assets, the technology from that direct-to-consumer business to create Taffy, an enterprise business that brings solutions to companies like Roblox, Meta, and Epic. In terms of cost, fortunately, that direct-to-consumer business was profitable, cash flow positive. So we funded the new venture out of that cash flow. But all in, all told, you're talking about several millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars that we've spent in building out Taffy.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that. Cliff Nonemacher, what was the one decision that changed the trajectory of your business?
There are a lot. So if you have to pick one, I'll pick one I think that everyone can probably relate to. I was raised by a family that said, if you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. So I did, right? You can't scale that. It's literally impossible to create wealth doing everything within your organization. I then came across a quote from J. Paul Getty, which literally blew my mind, which was, I'd rather have 1% of 100 men than 100% of myself. And at that moment, I realized, and it hit me very hard, wealth is not built through control. It's not built through doing everything yourself. It's built through people. It's built through scale. It's built through systems, which that brought me to franchising. And I also, at that same moment in my life, became very intentional about visualization. And yeah. I'm actually having this conversation constantly now. People don't realize the power of your own mind, right? Which is mindset. So between understanding that, I have to scale through people. I can't be doing it all myself. That literally changed my life and allowed me to create wealth because I was no longer buying businesses that I felt I needed to understand. I was now buying businesses that I need to hire people that were experts in that area, manage the manager, manage KPIs, and focus on execution. So that literally, as simple as it may sound, changed my life.
No, that's a great insight. And that mindset change can make all the difference in the world when you really begin to appreciate, even though you may know a lot and you are able to do a lot of the business yourself, you can't do it alone. So thank you for that. Eric Kanegi, welcome to the show. What was the one decision that changed the trajectory of your business?
For me, it goes back to when I was 26, I was out of college. Was looking at either an MBA program, had an offer for a full-time job with benefits, or was looking at starting my own venture and decided to go down that path. I think when you look at a typical corporate career over your lifetime of earnings, you're going to make somewhere between $3 to $4 million. That's a pretty guaranteed career path. If you decide to go your own way, there's actually no cap. But the floor is zero. And so there's a lot more risk there. Didn't pay myself for a couple of years, you know, learned a lot. The median income of an entrepreneur over their lifetime is actually lower than if you go that corporate path. About 35% is what one study showed. The average income of an entrepreneur is actually much higher, but that's because the top 10% do really well. And so, you know, I'd say I'm still closer to the median, but as an entrepreneur, you have uncapped upside. And that's what that decision came down to for me, is chasing that upside, that potential in what I do, and not sort of, I guess, mortgaging the short-term potential to earn income and have a steady job and guaranteed income for that potential upside. So that decision has affected then everything I've done since then.
And that's a really interesting point about the income. I'm not really sure that people fully appreciate that there might be sort of a trade-off there statistically, but you also gain a certain amount of security if you can do it yourself, because corporate life is, you know, nowadays is no longer certain. Even with the averages that you mentioned, a lot of people start in corporate and then they end up going out on a pursuing a life of entrepreneurism. But very, very insightful comments. Elizabeth, what about you? What was the one decision that changed the trajectory of your business?
I was defeated by website torture. I'm not going to lie. I had this idea for this website. It was a B2B video directory, and I had a certain way I wanted to go, and I really trusted this guy, and I hired him, and his developers could never get it right. Then another guy said, why don't you do this, and tried to put some more software, and they just, I would have meetings with them, and they wouldn't do anything I said. And so I finally gave up, and I kind of gave up on the project, but I let it lie dormant. And now, as I said earlier, I'm sorry, I can't quit talking about this. This just happened. I wrote a patent on the technology, on the method, and Richard contributed ideas. So both our names are on the patent, and it just issued. So yay, we're very happy about that. The patent attorney who has his own patent. But now I'm thinking maybe it's time to take a second look at this, especially with all the AI agents and everything. Would make it so much easier. And I could probably do the website myself at this point because of AI.
Taking a new look at an old business can sometimes be pretty interesting.
That's going to be my secret too.
And that's going to be your secret. So yeah. For myself, I think one thing that changed the trajectory of my business was I cut back on my drinking, started exercising. It's kind of funny how they say that the time a CEO invests in a company shows results and manifestations sometimes a year or a year and a half later, right? And so the things that you're doing now are really going to impact in the future. And running a law firm, I found personally, could be stressful at times. And I think sometimes I relied on alcohol to kind of help me through some of the rough patches. Well, pretty much given it up and really started to focus on exercise and taking care of my health. And I would say that's, you know, over a period of time, that has really helped the law firm do a lot better. I'm more alert. I have more energy to put into the business. So that's what's changed the trajectory of Gearhart Law this week. And I think it's important to take care of yourself as an entrepreneur, for sure.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.